Erevin Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav, 10:6. This Mishnah has two parts, and in truth, in the Gemara, it actually appears as two separate Mishnahs. The first one says, Lo ya'amod adam birshus hayachid, v'yishte birshus harabim. A person may not stand in a birshus hayachid and drink water that's in a birshus harabim, meaning like there's a cup that he's using to drink from, let's say, in the opposite birshus. And similarly, birshus harabim, v'yishte birshus hayachid. Normally, he stand in a public domain and drink water from a private domain. Unless he moves the majority of his body, including his head, into the same rishus that the water is sitting in, and then he could. And the reason for this din derabanan is we're concerned. We're concerned that if a person were standing in one rishus and the water in the other rishus and drinking from that cup, that he may bring the cup to him. And if he brings the cup to him, as opposed to bringing his mouth to the cup, so then he'll transfer that cup from the one domain to the other domain, and that'll be Hotza Midoraisa. Therefore, we have a Dindarabanan not to allow one to drink water in a different rishus unless he moves the majority of his body over there, in which case we have no longer a concern that he would bring the cup to him. He'll remember because he's over there. Now, we have to contrast this Mishnah to the two previous Mishnayas to make sure everything is clear. Two Mishnahs ago, in Mishnah Dal, we said that a person could stand in one Rishus and extend his hand to the other Rishus to move something over there. Like, for example, reaching your hand in to unlock a door or something. You're standing on the outside and the key's on the inside. That you could do. And the reason why that is permitted while this is forbidden is because in the case of, let's say, the key, Mishnah Dalet, you don't need the key. You certainly don't need the key by you. You need the key over there. So moving the key over there in the Rishus HaYachid, there's no reason to think you'll pull the key to you and bring it to you over here in the Rishus HaRabim. In contrast, when you're drinking the water, you want the water for yourself and you want it where you are. You're just moving your head over. And therefore, there's good reason to think that you could at some point bring the water back to you in the Rishus in which you're standing. And therefore, that's why in our Mishnah is forbidden. So the point is, if you need the object, then, like for example, the water, where you're standing, then you may not do it. If you don't need the object where you're standing, like for example the key, then you may do it. Reach over across the lines of the domain. The second case we have to contrast this with is the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Hay. In Mishnah Hay we talked about urinating. We said a person may not stand in one domain and urinate in the other domain. Here we're saying a person could stand in one domain and drink in another domain if his, at least the majority of his body is over there. So just to make sure it's clear, when it comes to drinking, as soon as you swallow the water, it's like gone, halakhically not considered anything anymore. And therefore, not considering it to be traversing to a different domain once you swallow it. Even though it's coming to your body, let's say your stomach, if you will, and the other, you know, whatever the story is. But in the case of Mishnah Hay, when we're talking about urinating or spitting, so once it leaves your body, it has a life all its own, and if you stand in one domain and spit to the other domain, you actually are in potentially deraisa territory. Here, at most, it's just a derabanan, because we're concerned to move the cup. But drinking, if you would violate this mishnah and stand in one domain and drink the water in the other domain, the water going through your body from, so to speak, from the one domain to the other domain, is not an issue. It's just a derabanan of lest you move the cup. Okay, that's the first. And the Mishnah says, V'chein bagas. The Mishnah says also the same principle applies, V'chein means the same principle applies, when it comes to a wine press. Now, what it means the same principle applies, so there's Machlokas Rav and Abai in the Gemara. The Bar Tanura learns the Mishnah like Rava, that we have left the topic of Shabbos altogether. We're not talking about Hotzah. We're talking about a totally different application, which has to do with consuming produce that needs to be tithed prior to taking the various requisite tithes. So the general, and that's the case here in our Mishnah, generally the rule is that one must tithe this food before he consumes it, meaning he has to take truma and meiser and so on. However, prior to gemar melacha, finishing the processing of the produce, one is permitted, derech arai, by way of like a casual eating, like a snack, to partake of some food, just a little bit here and there in a casual way. So that would apply also to drinking grape juice that's been freshly pressed from grapes. When you press from the grapes, the wine has not yet been tithed. It's proper to wait and not tithe the grapes, rather tithe the wine. So that being the case, the wine is untithed, but one could eat it derech arai in a casual way. But the Mishnah is setting up that casual way means that you're eating it directly inside or over the wine press. Because if you take the wine from the wine press, out of the wine press, now automatically it's become a more kavua, more no longer casual, more like a fixed way. Wine itself has like a power to be kovea things in general. It's a more formal drink. And drink in a more formal way, and therefore we say if you want to drink from the wine that's fresh from the press, you got to reach your body over Rosh Avarubo, most of your body and head, to be in the press, at the press, and drink it over there. Okay, there is some technicalities of when the Gemar Malacha happens with the pressing of wine. You can look in Lor Maseches Maestros. But in short, wherever it is over the press that you have not yet reached Gemar Malacha, for sure. So then that's where you have to have your body and most of your body in your head when you're drinking the wine. That's Rava's approach, like I said, and that's how the Bar Tanur learns. Abaye actually understands that the Vachain means really the same kind of situation where you're drinking wine at a press, and the concern is that it is Hilchos Shabbos, and the concern is that since it's a scenario in which the wine press is a carmelis. So if it's a carmelis, we're still saying you have to put your head and most of your body into the press to drink the water over there. The concern is you'll take the wine out. And the chiddush, according to Abaye, is that even though it's just a carmelis, and therefore there's no chance of Issur Derabanan, yet they still forbade it. Okay? You can learn the Gemara more to see the tzitzitadin over there. That's the first part of the Mishnah, and that's really like one Mishnah that stands alone by itself in the Gemara. On Sadi Tesmat Aleph, then on Sadi Tesmat Base, we have a new Mishnah and the Gemara, but here it's combined to a single Mishnah in our case, and therefore it's a whole new topic here. We're talking here about drinking water that's flowing off of the roof. So just make sure the picture is clear. In the time of the Mishnah, their rooftops were flat and like covered in plaster. And the plaster, of course, was there to keep the water from flooding inside the house, like dripping inside the house. But you don't want the water to pool on top of the roof or you'll still get leaks. So you have to have like a drainage system. So there are basically two basic methods for draining one's roof to make sure the water doesn't pool. The first way is you have lots of like little tiny spouts that lead off throughout the length of the roof onto a gutter that traverses the whole length of the side of the house. And then from the gutter, it pours off onto the ground below. Now, you want the gutter to be at an angle in such a way that when the water pours off from the roof, you want it to be a distance from the walls. That's the point here. Because if water be running down your walls, you'd get water damage on the side of your walls, potentially water damage to your foundations of your walls, and therefore you want to sort of expel the water at as great a distance as possible. So one technique is to have that like the trough tray that goes along the side of the whole side of your roof. And it's collecting the water as it drains off, and then it pours it off at a distance. That's called a mazchila. Zochel is to like modern Hebrew zochalim are like insects, but zochel is like the creepy crawly, like creep and crawl on the ground. The water that like kind of flows creepy crawly along a wall or on the ground is like zochel. So like the pasuk. Okay, so we're looking at like zochle afar, the same thing that creepy crawl on the ground, so the water kind of creepy crawls on your walls, and therefore it's called the mazchila. It calls it to crawl elsewhere, the water. That's the first technique. The second technique is to have the actual rooftop itself be at an angle. Like when you put the plaster on, you angle it in such a way that it all kind of flows to one corner of the roof, and then from that corner you can have like a single kind of like escape pipe or drainage pipe, which will take the water down and then angle it away from the house. Like it comes out a bit of a distance from the side of the house, that single pipe. It'll have to be more than 3 tefachim, you'll see in the Mishnah. And then it like sort of again ejects all the water at a distance away from the house, protecting the walls and the foundations from water damage. So the question is, can you collect water from these different drainage systems on Shabbos, where the house is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, obviously, and out of the house is potentially Rosh Hashanah Rabim? So the Mishnah says, Kolet Adam in Hamazchila, Lamata Masar Tfachim, a person can catch the water, like in the air as it's flowing from the mazchila, from the drainage trough, the water collection tray on the side of the house, as it's pouring it at a distance away from the house, you can catch the water in the air and drink it. When it comes to the drainage pipe, the single pipe running down the side of the house, you can drink it mikol makom, which will translate correctly as in any way you like. Not any place, but any way you like. So we have to unpack this sentence. It's not as it first seems necessarily. The lamata masar tfachim, the beneath ten tfachim, is really coming only to address the pipe case. Okay, so when it comes to the mazchila, that the trough on the side of the house, so that trough is considered to be a part of the house, and therefore potentially with shus hayachid itself, it can be for tefachim across even and be a proper shus hayachid or just be an adjunct to the house. The point is, one would never be allowed to drink the water directly from that trough, or like to attach a cup to the edge of the trough where it's draining, because they need to be collecting water and transporting, or collecting water in their shus hayachid and like transporting directly to shus harav. So that would be definitely no good, and that would be a problem. So we're saying you can catch it in the air. If you catch it in the air, so now it's no longer, the water is no longer in the attached to the house anyway. It's flowing around, and therefore when you collect it, you're just collecting water all to itself. Now if the as the Mishnah reads explicitly, if it's below 10 tefachim, you have the water already in the Rishus HaRabim, so you're catching water in Rishus HaRabim, drinking Rishus HaRabim, nothing can go wrong, that's going to be fine. Just catch in the air as opposed to detaching the cup of your mouth to the maschila itself on the tray, on the trough, which is, you know, part of the building. But the truth is, even above 10 tefachim, it would also be just fine, because above 10 tefachim in the air, not even Rishus HaRabim, it's a makom patur, and transferring from makom patur to Rishus HaRabim is no problem. So catching the water in the air is no problem, whether you are below or above 10 tefachim. The below 10 tefachim part is really going on that sinor, the pipe, that's the single pipe that's draining down the side, vertically down the side of the building. So there, as long as you're below 10 tefachim, so then we'll say that you can not only catch the water in the air as it flows off, but you can even attach like a kli, like a cup or your mouth to that pipe and drink directly. The reason why is because since the single pipe is going to be angled away from the house, and the mouth of the pipe where the water is coming out of is going to be more than 3 tefachim away from the side of the building, so therefore you will not have a situation of, at distance of 3 tefachim, it's not considered anymore part of the building, it's not lavud, attached and part of the building, it's a separate thing all to itself. And if you're at a distance of more than 10 tefachim away from the building, so essentially you have this pipe, which is part of the Rishus HaRabim, it's not Rishus HaYachid anymore, it's a single small pipe, and it's a distance of 3 tefachim, no connection anymore to the building, and you're drinking from the pipe in the Rishus HaRabim, so that's going to be just fine, no problem. Above 10 tefachim, there is a potential problem. Even though it's true that at above 10 tefachim, you would, if you're, the pipe is a distance of 3 tefachim away from the side of the building, you're not considered Rishus HaYachid anymore, there is a potential problem. The potential problem is, if the pipe were 4x4 tefachim in width and length, and it's above 10 tefachim off the ground, so then it actually would have a status of a karmelis, the pipe. And to attach your mouth or the cup directly to the end of the pipe, that drainage pipe would be a karmelis, you're transferring from the karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, that's of course forbidden. And therefore we have a din derabanan, a gezerah, that you cannot go drinking from that pipe if it's above 10 tefachim from the ground, lest you have a pipe that's so big that it has the status of a karmelis. Although in normal circumstances, the truth is, since the pipes aren't normally 4x4 tefachim, it wouldn't be a problem. In all events, you certainly could drink from the pipe if you don't attach your mouth or your cup to the pipe and just catch in the air, even above 10 tefachim, because that's certainly no worse than the previous case of the tray.